Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? Of course she should. She should have done it earlier. Paula Ann Venables has handed back her CBE. She was born on the 21st of February, 1959. She's a British ex-businesswoman, an Anglican priest, and was the chief executive of the post office from 2012 to 2019. Under her leadership, the post office prosecuted sub-postmasters for theft, false accounting and fraud, despite evidence that its Horizon computer system was unreliable and could incorrectly show financial discrepancies. As a private prosecutor, the post office repeatedly failed to make full disclosure of known Horizon problems, either to defendants or to the courts. This happened in hundreds of cases, according to the Criminal Case Review Commission, is, and I quote them, the most widespread miscarriage of justice the CCRC has ever seen, the biggest single series of wrongful convictions in British legal history. Venables was awarded the much-discussed CBE in the 2019 New Year's Honours List for, quote, services to the post office and to charity. In 2019, Venables became chair of the Imperial College Healthcare NHS Trust in London, one of the biggest. The CQC discussed concerns about her continuing role in the NHS on the 8th of July 2020. By December, she announced she'd quit, but stayed on until April, the next April, when 39 of the sub-postmaster's convictions were quashed. She also resigned as an Anglican priest. The question that comes out of all this is, what did she really know and when? I can't get over the fact she was ordained as a priest. This sorry and brutal affair pursuing innocent people, maliciously ruining lives, tells me Venables was either willing to accept appalling advice from people in her management and legal teams, or knew exactly what the situation was. And of course, there is the board. Oh, yes. Well, a quick look at Companies House, and I linked to it this morning, tells us whilst this debacle was happening, there were plenty of non-executive board members and a chair. The chair was Alice Perkins, post office chairwoman, as she describes it, between 2011 and 2015. She was previously a civil servant and the wife of Jack Straw, the former Home Secretary. Perkins served as chairwoman when 120 sub-postmasters were prosecuted. And between 1999 and 2015, that overlaps her tenure, there were more than 700 postmasters who were accused of wrongdoing. One wonders if it ever crossed her mind. It was strange that so many postmasters had suddenly gone rogue. In the past, no doubt, some postmasters have been dishonest. You know, a handful. Did the board think that the new Horizon system had uncovered a previously unknown level of industrial dishonesty? Did that lead to groupthink, cognitive bias, institutional obstinacy? What happened to the common sense that must tell you 700 referenced and screened folk with hitherto impeccable records turning into crooks at the same time as the installation of a new accounting system? Ask a question? Was the answer, well, the all-singing, all-dancing system has unearthed all sorts, but we need to keep it quiet to maintain trust in the post office? Cognitive bias, circling the wagons. Which of the non-executive directors challenged, probed, was awkward? Did Mrs. Perkins take Mrs. Venables to one side and ask, is there anything I should know? Was there an illusion of board unanimity? Did people really know but kept quiet? Unquestioned loyalty and belief in the executives? Too cozy. a misconception of invulnerability. This is the post office. We can't be wrong. Stereotyping board members. The IT director is the best there is, knows what's what. Trust him. There's a lesson here for all non-executive directors and chairs. What is going on in your hospital? Do you know? Is your hospital safe? How do you know? What's the current state of play with complaints and whistleblowers? Do you know and understand the organisation's finances, sickness levels, rota gaps, leavers interviews, hospital-acquired infections? What's the status of the risk register and what's left off it? Do you know what question to ask? Do you really know what to ask? Can you influence outcomes and add value without undermining the management? Are you professional and objective in your approach? Do you feel confident about expressing strongly held personal views in the best interests of the organisation? Do you feel confident you really know what's what? The Post Office Board couldn't have understood the landscape, and that's why they didn't see the horizon. What's your field of view? Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and, well, let's hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye.